week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Hello and good morning to you. Yes, that's true. How can we live without old friends? Because things come our way, we need the shoulder to cry on sometime. We need somebody just to kind of help us along, and we have to have a friend. And the Bible said that a friend is one that will stick closer to you than a brother. And that's why the writer wrote the song one day, "Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus," because he assured us he would never leave us, nor would he forsake us. Well, I am Reverend Tommy Mouse, and I'm so glad you turned my way that we might worship together today and magnify the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's get our broadcast started today by doing this song, "I Never Shall Forget That Day."
Long years ago, without a sin, I had no hope, no peace within. Down on my knees, in agony, I prayed to Jesus, and he gladly set me free. I never shall forget the day.
Forget today, I'll sing and shout it because I have been set free. Well, we've been in the hospital and back out again this week. Seemed like for the last, since the 27th of August, we've just been up and down and in and out. But we certainly do appreciate your prayers and your concerns. We haven't been able to be to our church. We've had Brother Tommy Rice and also Brother Randy Sarge have been filled in for us, but we're hoping that we can be there this week with the folks, and by next weekend maybe be back in our pulpit. And we appreciate your prayers, your cards, your concerns. And, you know, I'm just thankful today. As the weeks go by, it seems like God always makes a way where that we can come up here to our studio and do the broadcast, and that's a great blessing. But we go through our trials and go through our problems and situations just like everyone else. But we are doing much better, and we're gaining strength every day. Had MRI this week, and it seemed like there's just a little bit of pull muscles and different strain in my back and shoulders, but hopefully we can get through all of this. So we appreciate your prayers. I'm leaning on you because I'm trusting in God, but I'm also trusting in you because I'm praying for you. I want you to pray for me. Well, let's speak to that mountain. Jesus says, "Speak to that mountain, and it shall be removed." Well, this song says, "Oh, my mountain was only a small hill."
Some
Sometimes I see through eyes of sorrow a problem that reaches the sky. And it seems every day it gets bigger and bigger, a mountain, and it's so hard to climb. Well, it's then I remember the story of Jesus, how he stood such that painful ordeal. And my troubles, they crumble. I know I can make it, for my mountain is only a hill. Oh, I'm not standing in a courtroom, betrayed and denied. My body isn't bleeding, or beaten with stripes. No soldiers plan to hang me on an old rusty tree. So I find my mountain is only a hill. Jesus made all my cares seem smaller by the way that he faced the angry crowd. And it shows me how to look past all of my trials to the thorns they placed on his brow. There I see that blood falling down on my mountain, lifting my cares. Oh, the power in the crimson uncovers my mountain and shows me it is only a hill. Though I'm not standing in a courtroom, betrayed and denied, my body isn't bleeding and beaten with stripes. No soldiers plan to hang me on an old rusty tree. So I find my mountain is only a hill.
We want to go right back now and let Martha do this beautiful song for us. Martha does such a great job on it. And this one says, "Tarry Here."
Seems like I just can't go on.
Anybody could look around and see that the Lord Jesus Christ could come just any time. This could be the very day, the very hour. And we certainly do appreciate being able to come into your homes each Sunday morning. With the problems we've been having the last little while, we always wonder, well, if we're going to be able to do it this week. It seems like God always makes a way, and we're, somehow or another, we always get it into your homes and automobiles, and people enjoy it, and we enjoy it doing it for you. And it kind of makes us part of your life, and you are part of our life. And we certainly do appreciate that, and we're praying for you. And I hope that you never cease to pray for us, because we always need your prayers. Well, let's go right back now and listen to this beautiful song.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storms and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. When the darkness o'er the fields, and when the night draws near, and when the day, Lord, it seems to be past and gone, and at the river, Lord, I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me on.
Oh, that's the way I feel in my spirit. How about you? Just, Lord, take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me on. With my hand in His hand, I know I cannot fail. Well, let's go right back now and do this song. And this one says, I have victory in Jesus.
and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. I heard another mention, he was built for me in glory. And I heard about the spirit of all beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and brought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me.
Let's read today in Mark's Gospel in chapter 4, verse 35. And the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also other little ships with him. And there arose a great storm of wind, and waves beat upon the ship, so that it was now full. And as he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on the pillow, and they awakened him, and said unto him, Master, hear us not that we perish? And he arose, he rebuked the wind. He said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the seas obey him? I want to talk about four great things today that gives us great hope in the book of Mark. In chapter 4, you will find, first of all, that it talks about the presence of Christ. In verse 35, he said, and the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. Where can we go from thy presence, O God? David spoke back in the psalmist David, if I climb into the heavens, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, thou art there. Whither shall I go from thy presence? Have you ever stopped to think about it, that you cannot escape the presence of God? He rides upon the clouds, but yet he walks through the lowliest valley. He climbs the mountains. He's the lily of the valley, the bright, the morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. And when we think about the presence of God, God's presence is everywhere. Even in the midst of the battle, in the midst of the storm, in the good times, in the bad times, God's presence is always there. Don't never think that you're walking along. I think one of the greatest songs that was ever written, where it said, where no man stands alone. And no man stands alone because God is always present with him. Then verse 36, he says, and when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. The promise of Christ. The Bible said he promised us he would never leave us, he'd never forsake us. Lo, I'll be with you all the way, even unto the very end. In the sickest moment, in the greatest moment, in the saddest moment, in the most terrible moment in your life, when everything has disrupted your life and it seems like there's no hope, no care, no one cares, no one understands, then Jesus Christ, we can stand upon the promise. One of the songs that we sing today in our churches is Standing on the Promise. Many people are only sitting on the premises, but we are standing on the promise. God promised us he'd never leave us. God promised us a son, and sure enough, he gave us his only begotten son. His promise has always been sure. His promise has always been steadfast, and he has never given up on his promise. Then in verse 38, we find the Bible said, and he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on the pillow, and they awake him, and they said unto him, Master, care us not that we perish. You see, we sometimes don't understand the great power of God. We sing the song, there's power, power, power in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. God has power. Can you imagine the God of the universe riding along with him in life? His presence, his promise is always there. And when things come in our life that we need his help and his care, then he has the power for every source. He is the power source of every person's life. The Bible said, I give you power. He that cometh to me, I will give you power to tread upon serpents. I will give you power that you might be able to overcome the world. On the day of Pentecost, the Bible said he poured out his spirit upon the world. He said, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And after the Holy Ghost has come upon our life, then we have power. We have power to walk this uneven journey of life. We have power to be successful. We have power to be the ambassador that God wants us to be. We have power to be the witnesses that God wants us to be. Now, he doesn't give us a power source so that we can go out and do a miraculous and miracles and do all of these things that we might receive the honor and receive the glory, but he gives us power for service because we need power in our life. You cannot witness, you cannot preach, you cannot sing a song without the power of God giving you the manifestation through and by the Holy Spirit working in you, because the Bible said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, and that is that power that God invested in your life. The people down in Louisiana, down in New Orleans, would give anything just to have a little electricity, the power that runs their life. They cannot run their stores. If you could see what I once was, if you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know just what you'd see. A miracle of love that took me in is sweet. Embrace and made me what I am today, an old sinner saved by grace. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. When I stood condemned to death, he took my place. Now I live and breathe in freedom. With each breath of life I take, I'm loved and forgiven. I'm back with the living. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. How can I boast of anything I've ever seen or done? How could I dare to claim as mine all the victories God has won? Where would I be had God not brought me gently to this place? I'm here to say I'm nothing but an old sinner saved by grace. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Took
freedom. With each breath of life I take, I'm loved and forgiven. I'm back with the living. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Yes, I'm loved and I'm forgiven, and I'm back among the living. I'm just a
sinner saved by grace. You know, sometimes we don't realize just how important that is to our life. That's why Jesus said, what would a man give in exchange for his soul? I thank God one day I pleaded the blood of Jesus Christ. I admitted by my own admission that I was a sinner. I was condemned in my sin, but I'll tell you, my friend, there's nothing any greater than to know your sins have been forgiven. I heard a couple of people talking while I was in the hospital up there, and one of them made the statement, said, is that Tommy Mounce that I hear on the radio? And the other one said, yeah. I said, he's been on the radio for many, many years, and said, we've been able to hear him. And the other one went on to say, well, you know, you can touch a lot of people through radio ministry. Well, I thank God that this is one of the greatest pulpits that this preacher boy can ever preach from, because we never know who we're reaching out across the airwave and into the homes, the convalescent places. We don't know what God's doing, but we're doing what God has called us to do. And we've had a lot of help and a lot of support out of you, and without that, it would not be possible. Now, they're having homecoming there at the Pillar of Truth Church, located in Barker Springs, started this morning at 10 o'clock, going until 12:30, and they would love to have you come and be with them. They'll be having fellowship and lunch, and Betty and Jack Lawson and also Johnny Gravely will be there. Other singers will be there having a great time, and I'm going to miss it, but, well, in spirit, I'll be there. But anyhow, we appreciate you, Brother Barry and Patty Mai. I can't tell you what they mean to us. Yeah, I couldn't even begin to tell you what you mean to us, because with your help and your support, you have helped me to maintain the ministry that God has given me. And that's important in Martha and ours life. We give our life for the ministry, but we wouldn't regret a mile that we travel for the Lord. Well, I see the old clock on the wall says I got to get out of here. It seems like we just get started when we want to have to stop just when we're getting started. But we love you. We appreciate you. Write to me this week. We'd love to hear from you. And I'll be praying for you until the next week. This same time, you continue to pray for me. And may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounce returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounce, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.